Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Idol After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and we are hitting Hollywood Week, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. This is the song, right?
I told you.
Oh my gosh! I honestly drew such a blank. I love it. Now I know why.
I know. Yeah. Get you going.
This was supposed to be Selena Gomez, right?
I wish it was.
But it's not.
No, we love the girl that's singing.
Yeah.
But she's amazing.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the song was, you guys. So fun.
The
fact.
Middle.
But,
Zed.
But hey, thanks for enlightening me. And now I'm going to look it up when I'm home. And Zed. So guys, welcome to the American Idol After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Maddie Makeley. And these are my lovely co-hosts to my left.
Hey, guys.
Please introduce yourselves.
Am I still supposed to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect.
It's just rocking out. It's just going to be fun.
Okay.
It's going to
be like, of course.
Ooh. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm
do you not enjoy it?
I love it. I just didn't know if I was supposed to be like...
Yeah, if I could hear music 24-7, even in conversations, I would...
It's perfect.
It just makes you happy.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah.
So please introduce yourselves, my lovely co-hosts.
I'm Joseph Capsch.
And I'm Sarah Syria. We're so excited to be with you guys again this week.
Yeah, it's another great... week of one audition, but we finally hit Hollywood Week, yeah. which is a step better
in the right direction.
In the right direction.
Yeah.
So starting out with news, something that was trending a lot with American Idol this week was former American Idol contestant Adam Sanders returns as drag queen Ada Fox. So, kind of crazy. I don't know if you guys remember.
Ada Vox.
Did I say Vox?
Yeah.
Or Vox?
I don't know.
Well, it's Vox, in case.
Sorry, my
Ada Vox.
Ada.
So, in case you guys don't remember, in 2013, he auditioned for American Idol Season 12, and now he's back as Ada Fox, as a drag queen, as a part-time woman.
Yes.
So he says. So, first thoughts on this, you guys.
I think that the backstory was really touching because,
yeah.
You know, when he explained basically what propelled him to sort of make this changeover was that the first time he was on Idol, he had gotten like bullied, abused mm-hmm. on social media about his weight, about his looks, about just, you know, why are you doing this? And, you know, we know cyberbullying, it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
And also just with LGBTQ youth and everything. So I think it's amazing. I think... it's sort of like ABC writing the ship because
mm-hmm.
I feel like Idol's just so now and they're so woke now,
yeah,
on ABC.
So
like
woke
we have a drag
now.
Queen and we have, you know,
mm-hmm.
But the thing about that was, is when it ran on Fox, that was part of the controversy that like there was never even Adam Lambert when he was on, it wasn't like they used that as like he was an openly gay singer and
mm-hmm.
actually it was like felt like it was discouraged because
yeah.
they were like catering to middle America
or hidden. Yeah,
yeah. I think though, I mean, it seems like the response is good, but I want to be clear though. I was noticing there was some confusion online where people he's not transgender.
Yeah. No.
He's not trans. He's a drag queen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's literally that's his like performance alter ego.
Yeah, and that's why I said he's
yeah.
a part-time woman.
Yeah,
and that's how you can kind of see it. I don't know if you guys caught when he was explaining the whole situation as a man,
yeah.
as Adam.
Yes.
And then it's kind of his alter ego of Ada.
Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
think about this?
I loved it. I thought the transformation was great. I like his story. I was like, something's up when he's about to walk mm-hmm. into this room. And I loved it. She just exuded so much confidence
yeah.
and
yeah.
the range.
I love how we're addressing
it, yeah.
in both directions as a
yeah.
he and she. Well, I mean, because this two different people.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah,
we're
it's
talking
all
about,
to go.
So.
And her range was just insane. And Katie mm-hmm. even jumped out of her seat and was like, "What?" It was mm-hmm. wild. I loved
yeah.
it.
I really loved it, and I loved how he even said it's built him into something that he never has imagined before. Mm-hmm. All these negativities, just flip it. Just make it positive. Mm-hmm. And I like that he showed that so much. But like you said, I do feel like ABC is kind of pushing, like, hey, just so you guys know, we have, you know, yeah. a drag queen on here now. Because, come on, 4 years ago, do you think they would have
done this?
And I think it's the sign of the times.
Yes.
It's interesting because we're in a political climate that is trying to bring us back to like 1920.
Yes.
But then you have like where we're in media, it's way more advanced. Like when you're seeing the images and the diversity. Listen, it's on brand for ABC. ABC was like home of Shondaland. Mm-hmm, like totally. If there's any groundbreaking network to have this, it's ABC. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting to me because just knowing the Idol franchise from its inception, it really catered to the middle America. You know yeah. what I'm saying? And it's like, this would not have been the case, like, you know, Idol, you know, 8 years ago. You know, yeah, it just wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
It's all about the country bumpkins, and, you know.
But there's still a lot of that, though. I'm not going to lie.
There are so many, I don't know if it was just me, there are so many country, I'm not looking, nothing's wrong with country.
No.
Don't no, get, nothing's wrong.
Don't
with
get
it.
Offended, y'all. But there's so many I just, this
like,
season.
Yeah, I really noticed it on last night's episode for some reason. I was just like, wow. Okay.
Are you okay with it?
I'm okay. I'm okay with it if they like sound good.
I just feel like you're not gonna like. Here's the thing: you're not gonna find the next
Listen
Carrie
up,
Underwood.
Thank
just
you.
Just stop. I like Thank if you. I have Wait, to hear one I'm more girl come up and be like, "Oh, Carrie," she, and like, and you're never gonna be her. So it's just like, just be you. I think that that's the biggest issue I have when someone comes into the audition room and they're like, "I want to be," or like, even in your career, I want mm-hmm. you don't want to be the next anyone. You want to be
no.
you.
Yeah, which is why I never understood that because for the whole, you know how they did like that Elvis segment, I never like really understood that because I was like, they were already famous, so why are you gonna try to be someone who already made it when you just need to make it on your own? And they can be like, "Oh, you remind me of," but that's not like who you are.
I hate that comment, too. You don't want to be the next this or the next that. You want to be the first
you. The first you.
Yeah. The first Maddie Makeley. The first Sarah. The first Jessica.
Yeah, no, like, it's true.
Like, and it's true. This is me and I kick butt out, you know? It's like, why would you... You're right. I've seen so many people come in and they're like, Carrie, and... You know, this, like, Luke, you're, and then they sing the songs of Katie and their idols, which I get because they match that, mm-hmm. obviously, they've matched that persona so yeah. much that they don't even know how to be themselves. And yeah. that's, like, not the next, what they're looking for in the next American Idol.
Exactly. I agree.
That's the bar, like, when I feel like when they do songs of, like, other idols or other like really big superstars, to me it's like the successful cover is when you're not making comparisons immediately. Mm-hmm. Like when they're singing it, it's truly like a version of it that you're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And you're not just thinking like, is this better than the other one? And I felt like there was a few contestants that nailed it. And mm-hmm. you know, they and the judges were good about like picking those out.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's why I kind of like when people come in and they play original stuff.
Because yeah, it's so much better.
You have nothing to compare it to besides that one person.
Yeah. yeah.
And it makes it really individuals. But yeah, I think that you're right, ABC. I'm happy that they are moving towards something, you know, more of different genders and different people and everything. I'm happy that they're hitting it, but you can tell when it's overemphasized a little bit, like, hey, just so you guys know, you can't not watch mm-hmm. us because we don't have, you know, gay people or transgender people or like whatever, because we do, and they highlight it, which is another thing that was trending, which is Journey, who was amazing, of course, 18. Mm-hmm. What, like,
I know, I wasn't sure how old she was, and then it came up and I was like, wow.
I think she's so talented. I loved her from the minute she came on. Mm-hmm. However, do you think it's too soon to be like, I'm Journey? Like, what's her last name? I feel like you don't jump to being Beyonce, like, just right out the gate.
You are not Cher.
Like, what's her
okay?
last name? I just wanted her last name, because no. I was like, that was, like, yeah. everything about her was great, except that she had one name already.
Yeah,
I'm like,
say,
really?
I literally thought the same thing, too. I'm so glad you guys did
same
as
thing.
Well.
Like, could
same
we just, thing. Like, you know, just keep your last name for the competition, mm-hmm. and once you, you know, you can shed your last name when you start your recording career.
I swear.
That bugged me.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Hey, just so... public service announcement right now. I'm going by Maddie, just straight Maddie for the rest mm-hmm. of my life, because I feel like I've gotten that title of, no, No, that's, you can't, like, until you're, some, you're right, until you're someone, until you are Beyonce,
yes,
or Stormy, or whoever.
Stop it.
But even Beyonce was Beyonce Knowles,
yeah,
before she was Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
You know what's so funny, like, side thing? I see so many Instagram and YouTube influencers, like, going by their first name now.
Really?
And you mean, like, public figures?
Excuse me, public figures.
Public figures?
Yeah, that's how they're...
Excuse my terminology.
I can't
Instagram.
Even.
Yeah, seriously.
You can be a public figure. My mom could be a public figure. Like, let's be real.
I see people literally DMing, because, like, they'll go by the name, like, only, like, Sunny or something,
mm-hmm,
and they'll find the Sunny on Instagram and DM them and be like, I'll pay you $2,000 for this user, this handle, this Instagram handle.
God.
It's just ridiculous. But, but no, she's cool, though. I actually do like her. She has a girlfriend. She's a lesbian.
In case you
married.
Missed it,
in
also,
case you missed it.
Idol has lesbians
and,
now, too.
Oh,
and
just in case you missed it.
They're pushing it.
And
she's
pushing
in
them.
The, and her girlfriend, what, or her wife is
no,
in
wife,
the military,
wife,
right?
Wife.
Her wife's in the
because
military.
Because that's what shook me.
Listen, I think it's cool. I just, like, I guess I'm, like, more of, as a person who covered Idol and it's like heyday,
mm-hmm,
it's almost like, oh, well, I'm glad in 2018 we've, you know, caught up with the rest of
society.
Like, that's what was cool about The Voice. I think that the creators behind Idol were sort of like, oh, we can't do that middle America, but it's like The Voice came out, it had nothing to do with that necessarily because The Voice did it out the gate and they were still successful.
Yeah, and
so
they still are. I think they're beating them on views, aren't they? A little bit. Or
just
a lot
a little,
of it.
Just a little.
But it's fine.
A
just
lot.
A little.
Ooh, but
no,
speaking.
But you know what? Well, also, I don't know why they put... I mean, I guess I do know why. These two in the same episode... Oh, I guess they had to. No, they didn't. Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were on the same
episode.
Yeah,
they were.
Yeah, no, they were on the same episode, but did they have to do that? Like, because...
I think it just ended... Like, weren't they just in... were they the same city? I can't even remember. Like,
I don't know, but if... Even if they were, I don't even know if they had to put him in the same episode because I don't know. That just like seems like a lot. I don't know. In case you guys haven't noticed, not everyone gets a backstory. Not everyone gets like to visit their hometown and explain their entire backstory. Only that select few get to.
Yeah.
And they just happen to be the two on the same episode. And then it's like, okay, was this like the debut episode for?
Maybe they just
gay
knew.
People, yeah, and stuff, or like, because that's not an accident. It's not, you know.
No. Do you know what's sad
what?
Though?
What's
the
sad?
Backstory that they built it all up for, like backstory on people that got dumped. I actually was pretty upset, like that the girl that was homeless, Ayana.
Oh my
that
God.
Was really sad. I was like expecting,
yes.
And it was like you watched this whole story. She was like tearing up, and I was like, that was sad. That was legit.
That was
sad.
Really sad.
But I really enjoyed her though, just as her personality, because she was so humble and still grateful for every opportunity that was given to her.
Yeah,
and I was like, really, judges, that's the one no that you're gonna give out of the whole entire like
so
audition process.
Wow,
seriously,
should have said no to Jersey Shore girl.
Hello,
give that.
Stop
I don't
it.
Even remember Taylor. I'm sorry, I forgot her name.
Her sister's name was Peyton.
She's
I remember
Peyton
her sister's
and,
name.
Oh my God, what is her name?
What was her name? I don't have my notes.
Can you
from that
see?
Week.
She's so memorable.
Tea,
no, speaking of Jersey's haunting me because I'm a native, and I think because
Jersey.
We talked about
Jersey's
it.
Jersey's haunting.
Did you see the girl that came on like last? Carly Maffa, who by the way,
yes,
really sweet.
Yeah.
She was talented, but like. What was I missing there? Because it was like they were gaga over her, and I was like, I kept seeing like these certain auditions where they were like, oh, they were like so enamored with her, and I was like, she's like talented, but what did you think?
Same thing.
Okay.
But I've also seen this with a lot of people, though. Like, like people will come in, and I'm like, okay, they're either going to say yes because of their sob story. Because obviously the producers, they know. Come on.
Except
no,
for
it's
the poor.
True.
They're
going
to say yes because of their sob story.
Yeah.
Which isn't how life goes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell y'all. But they're going to say yes because of the sob story. Or they're going to say yes because like they like them as a person. And their voices will be like good, but not like immaculate, but like they can see that they would be good to manage and good to work with and good to whatever, so they'll have them. And then they go and say no to I don't know what they're really thinking.
I think I don't know.
I have the same thing though with that Jersey girl from last night.
Carly. I knew, and by the way, I was watching with a friend, and before they even said where she was from, I was like, Jersey. I was like, just she, I could tell with the mother with the whole story. It's like, oh, we got to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get, you know, our nails.
Did you guys know I was from Jersey?
You are? So we're both Jersey?
We're your Jersey?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a new day.
What part? Well, we'll talk offline.
We'll talk. We're about to have this LA conversation.
We're about to have a Jersey Shore
reunion. Where are you from? What do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, let's get croissants.
Where did you get your coffee?
Your coffee. And your water.
That's the only reason I feel like I can talk about Jersey
because I'm from there.
I'm from there.
No, yeah. Totally.
I wouldn't be saying anything unless I could speak from experience.
As can I.
Yeah.
100%. Not that I'm crap talking in New Jersey. I love y'all. But a little bit. But speaking of this women empowerment stuff, I think we have a little thing with
Ms. Marina Menounos. Listen, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. For health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Marina be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there, the American Idol After Show. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Lovely. Yeah, guys, it's really good to have that other weekly podcast just to give you guys a little heads up. Maria's super, super experienced in life and in all aspects, and she's a huge influence on us. And to just tune in to her show and to listen to these life lessons would be very beneficial for all of you.
Yes. Check it out.
Back to American Idol. are we wrapping up on... Oh, and spoiler alert. Speaking of these two, Ada and Journey, they are in the top 24, even though... Whoa, I just got daggers looking at me over here.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, so we have some spoilers, but they did not announce the top 24 yet on the show.
Next week.
Next week they will be. This week they did not. But allegedly, they are both in the top 24 as of right now, from our knowledge.
I mean, I don't think they'd be... being talked about right now and be as big as they are if they weren't gonna make it. So,
yeah.
Very true.
So that's exciting.
I also think that this week, as the show is like moved to Hollywood, I have to say, besides like Katy Perry really is impressive that she's not only like a pop star, like, you know, she was being really silly, I think, during like the beginning episodes of like with the flirting, but she really knows her, can I even say that? Knows her stuff. She really knows her stuff, like when it comes from like an industry standpoint. Like she was I forgot who was the girl that was auditioning, and she was singing, and then she had said, like, again, was sitting with a friend watching it, they're like, she kind of sounds like Florence and the Machine.
She knows
her stuff, and like even like I was really watching her on these Hollywood episodes, her critiques were like had a lot of substance. I was really super impressed, actually.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd say that.
Katy Perry's really wearing up. Like she's like growing on me.
Yeah, she
is. Because before the show, honestly, like, and I'm not nothing against Katy Perry. I just like I've never been a huge fan of her. I mean, I'm into like super gnarly hip hop though. Like, so obviously I haven't. But she's really growing on me. Like, I'm starting to like respect her more as a person. Same thing with Luke Bryan.
I love Luke.
And Lionel. We can't leave Lionel Richie out. But I just really haven't been too familiar with any of these people before the show. And now like they're all kind of like growing on me now.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing how cool they are.
Yeah. I know. I enjoy them too. I agree with both of you little gems.
Are we the gems?
I think y'all are the gems.
Thank you.
J&M.
Oh my gosh, so amazing.
I didn't even put it together until just now.
J&M, we are the
gems. We're the gems.
Yes. Wait, what does that make you? Oh, then you're the S. Oh my god, I'm the S. Guys, Wow.
We are absolutely entertaining
this
ourselves.
This is as great as, like, this is as great as, like, the Four Horsemen. Like, except the Three Horsemen. Well, we have one missing, but...
Yeah, all right, not like that.
So, hey, it's Hollywood Week, though.
I know, I'm like, thank
what did we think the of Lord. It? Hey, every week it's Hollywood Week with us, though.
I know.
Yeah, we know how that is, but they finally came to Hollywood. Also, can we talk about in the beginning when they surprised Lionel Richie with the big cabal?
Oh, at Hollywood and Highland yes. Center. For those outside.
Okay, question.
That was kind of cool. No, I liked how touch he really, liked it? You know, he gets his groove on when he starts to, he's like really endearing. But how many people learned that song for the first time that was
that's
in that
so
crowd?
So many funny, like 16 and 15 years old.
Literally.
They had no idea.
They were like, you're going to sing Lionel's hit. Hello? It's hello, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
They're like, Adele?
Yes.
Stop it. Yeah. That's hilarious.
My first thought when watching this, I've never seen the Hollywood and Highland Center so lit. The Hollywood and Highland Center was so lit. And I'm like, it does not look like that.
It never looks like that.
Every time I shop there, there are bums everywhere. Mm-hmm. So this is some gnarly stuff that fake news.
They blocked
fake
off those streets.
News
probably
in the streets of Hollywood right there. That was that was so funny.
It
but
never
I was just
like that.
It looked cool though. Like it was cool. Like he like didn't know, but did he? Yeah. I was kind of like he's playing it pretty cool because if like someone was singing my song, do you think he knew?
It might have been authentic. It felt authentic.
They were just
yeah,
like,
I don't think they would tell him that.
You're gonna be filmed probably.
Okay.
Yeah, he would know that.
All right. Well.
What about standouts? Just in terms of like, what was his name? Johnny Breen's.
Oh yes.
Yeah, remember how his parents didn't.
I
thought he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, he did, and I really appreciated his mom and his sister coming. Dad, you need to be there.
The dad doesn't approve. Apparently,
I know. Apparently, they like don't see eye to eye, and he said it was like the first time that he felt like a disconnect.
I feel like this is kind of like a second Justin Bieber story where the dad is just like not really in it, but then he's gonna like make it super big and his dad would be like, hey, we wanna go like on vacation to
like,
Cabo?
Hey, let's take a selfie.
I know.
Put it like on your Instagram.
Tag me.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. I actually Googled the song because I was like, what is this song? I love it.
Yeah.
I love the lyrics.
And it was good.
And it was, he did such a great job.
I mean,
he's
that's,
so young.
Yeah, that's a family thing. I mean, I'm not anywhere to judge, but I mean, I think Dad should hop on board real soon because your son is going places, just so you know. I kind of like Gabby Barrett. She was like the first blonde girl from Nashville.
The little...
The super
did she
cute.
Make it through?
She did. Am I wrong?
Gabby Barrett.
I'm like 99%.
Maybe she
Gabby
did
Barrett.
Maybe she did. I don't know, but she was just such a... She was just cute. She was
she's
17.
Adorable.
She was adorable.
Oh, the girl that was obsessed with Carrie Underwood, like you were talking about.
Yeah,
and
she sang
the Carrie Underwood
I'm being
song.
Such a hypocrite.
I was totally trying to like.
I was like, oh,
move past.
That girl. I definitely just talked so much crap on all the people who love Carrie Underwood like 2 seconds ago, and here I am saying that
I love
Carrie Gabby.
No, we did not talk crap on Carrie.
But the people who like show up and they're like, I love Carrie Underwood, and I like that. And then she happens to be like one of my friends. She was such a daddy's girl. I'm a daddy's girl.
Yeah, I know that was cute.
I was like, you're daddy. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that
speaking
was, that
of
was
daddy's
fun.
Girls, though, I really like Alyssa.
I do.
I did like Alyssa.
And she did the Bette Midler Wind Beneath My Wings. That's what I mean about the cover. Like, you didn't think Bette Midler's version's amazing, but you didn't think about it.
No, I didn't.
That was truly like her version.
It was a cappella. It was so quiet in that huge arena.
Yeah.
And she filled it, which was amazing.
Beautiful. I loved it.
I had to like really listen because I was like, is this the song I'm thinking of right now?
I know.
Because she just put such a good twist on it, you know?
Don't you miss the word pitchy, though? I miss the word pitchy. Like, what's the word?
Oh my gosh.
They're not using like a kid's like,
what? They're using pitchy. Terminology on like a whole other
they're like,
level.
Listen to that texture. Listen like, to that. That's like, that's
like,
what I heard.
It's the Katie term.
That's good texture.
It's the Katie term.
But like,
terms.
There's no word like for when it's bad. Like, I feel like, remember it was always like, you're a little pitchy.
Dirty.
There was someone
you sound
who
dirty.
Was real pitchy on last night's episode. I forget. They put the person through, though, because she got really nervous. I loved her hair.
Oh,
Lee. Her name was Lee. She was the Lionel Richie fan.
Okay.
And she was like going real fast, and then because at one point they were all like, "Yeah, like we like it." And then the song went on, and she started to speed it up, and then she was like, ah! "Like it got real intense." And they were like, "Oh,
they're
like the faces
oh, no,
changed."
Stop it.
But
stop.
Then they put her through.
They did. Well, I'm sure they.
Okay. Anyway, that's just what I was saying. That's the only pitchy that I can.
That you saw.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I've seen.
I cannot believe, or I can believe, I think they did this on purpose. Milo and
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah, twins, your boys. I thought of you right away.
My boys. I thought of you right away.
My boys got split. So I'm stuck with Milo now or what? Like,
I mean.
Oh, I mean, Julian.
He needs a shoulder.
Call me.
I think enjoy him while he lasted. I don't. Do you think he's going to? I don't think he's going to go through. There was a lot of other standouts.
I just like their faces, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a face fan.
He's marketable.
I think they have good, like, charm. Yeah, and I think that's what they have going for him.
He's got a brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that he's, like, mold. He's, like, you he's can moldable. Mold him.
Well, speaking of that, Katie's boyfriend-ish, Trevor returned.
Loved it.
Oh, girl.
But that was pretty funny because they played up the fact with the girlfriends.
Yeah, I loved
and the
it. I loved it.
But already, speaking of marketing, like, okay, I want to know your opinion because you're, like, female fans of, like, a male singer.
Yeah.
I think it's bad business already that he's, like, advertising, just from an industry standpoint. Like, you're trotting out the girlfriend and you haven't even made it through.
You know what?
I got it.
Joseph, you're
what's your
so
opinion
smart.
On that, though? Honestly, if I was his manager, I'd be like, okay, it's great, you have a girlfriend, but America doesn't need to know
you're
that
so
yet.
Smart. This, I'm so happy you brought this
okay,
up.
Okay, good.
Let's
talk
this.
About it. If I, I'm sorry, not if, as I am growing in my journey through my career, I don't have a boyfriend, but if I did, y'all would never know, ever.
Right?
Like, that is so under wraps, and it should be, because, like, when you pop off, they pop off. And you don't want them to pop off if y'all don't make it.
Yeah.
So when she's, like, up there, and she's hanging out and going backstage and being a groupie when he's super, super big, she's going to be like, all the big people will know her. Maybe I just think so deep into this kind of stuff. Maybe this is just, like, the reason why I'm going. But, like, I see what you mean.
To me, it's like you're going to lock it down, and then that's how – and then you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, if it's locked down, then talk about it. Or if it's, like, real serious – like, not, like, whatever. If you don't want to get married, but it's, like, real serious, mm-hmm. great. But I totally agree with you. Because how they're promoting some relationships that are – they're so young. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, Justin Bieber could not do that. And, like, no. Miley Cyrus couldn't do that. And it was for a good reason.
Yeah.
And it's not because, like, oh, they're unfaithful or whatever. I don't know where I was going with that. But it's just because it doesn't work with the fans. It just, like, is off-putting.
Don't have your claim to fame be a relationship.
Yeah, because you're
be
right.
You.
If it doesn't work, then it's, like,
even if
you?
It does work, you're still here because you rock at singing, not because you're... like, worried about some girl mm-hmm. thinking Katy Perry thinks, like, you're hot. Like, what? I would, like, low-key, high-key, if...
high-key, guys.
High-key, if I did have a boyfriend and Drake had a big crush on me, I would be like, yo, it's complicated. Like... like...
Or hall pass.
It's Hall pass. Hall pass, like... Stop like, it. Kinda, but, like... everyone is replaceable, you know? So, I mean, and I think it's so weird because, like, he even admitted to having a huge crush on Katy Perry.
Yeah, I would just, like, I feel like what Idol needs to install now is, like, this, like, industry person that's, like, a part of, like, the mentorship.
Yeah.
And, like, guides them from, like, an image standpoint even before the competition starts because I know they're trying to play with the backstory, but that does nothing for your female. He's good. That's going to be his fan base if he makes it.
Yeah.
Females, predominantly, and gay men. I mean, so it's sort of like you're already like being like, oh, he's taken it. Like, you just want to keep it focused on the music and the fantasy of it all.
And then, like, once you make it, that's when it's so,
yeah, then
you're
get married.
So right. And, like, I thought about the same thing too. It's so true. It. Why did the people tell them to, like, make that their story? One Direction didn't do that. Look at them.
And
like,
I'm thinking,
huge people.
I'm thinking about now that, like, literally at the second, every single big artist I've ever had a crush on or celebrity, once they got a girlfriend or once I found out that they had a girlfriend, I stopped following them. I hit the unfriend button on Instagram and everything because I was just like, there's no point in my pursuit for this relationship if
you're so funny.
They are already taken at this point. So now there's no hope and I'm not a fan of theirs anymore. But that's what's going to happen. Like, that kind of thing.
It probably
like,
did happen.
Especially with girls. Girls get very touchy about this kind of subject about their fantasy relationships.
Yeah.
I think it is different if it was a girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
An artist.
Yeah. But same thing. I see what you mean, though.
Oh, well, let me think about that now. Yeah, why is that? Why is that reversed?
It would be different, I feel like, if it was a... Because I feel like what you're saying, even though if it was a guy and it would have... I think it would be with predominantly females. And I feel... And you also said gay men, which I agree. But I feel like the female has, like, females and, like, the gay man.
Yes, you're right.
More so.
You're right. Like, so then, yeah.
Straight man.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And yeah. There's a lot of girls, honestly, out there that... That will follow artists or celebrities because they are cute. Because they are...
Yeah.
Because, but, like, I don't see a lot of guys... Like, I see guys following more guys' music than girls following girls. Just kidding. I don't.
In the pop space, it's girls to girls. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of female fans for female pop. It depends on the genre.
My space is always in, like, it's harder hardcore for a guy. Rap. So, like... I'm just saying about, like, all these guys, like, loving, you know.
Which it is.
Rich the Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
I feel like it's harder for a guy to really make it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like.
What genre is he again? He's kind of, he plays a guitar.
He's
kind of
like,
It reminds me of, like, Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like a pop rock.
Yeah.
Like a pop
like
rock.
A pop, but
he's not,
but not
Justin
like,
Bieber.
But not like
no.
country.
Like, almost like Ed Sheeran's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's not Ed Sheeran, but like an Ed Sheeran type of music.
Like,
but
indie.
But not Western, right? But not like country.
No, he's not country.
He's not country.
So many country people in this. I'm confused. Did they just grab everyone from Nashville? Does Hollywood not have talent?
Nashville had a lot
of
talent.
Well, no, Nashville's just for a country genre is like the place to sort of launch yourself.
I know, but like there's just so many in the competition that's just like...
Apparently
like,
there must be a direct flight from Jersey to Nashville because...
Apparently.
Seriously.
Carly was the second girl that was like...
This is a one-way flight.
She's from Jersey, but she's working out of Nashville too. So it's like they're all in Nashville.
Yeah, so weird. Were there any groups that you guys liked more than others at all that performed?
The Stayin' Alive, like, at first I thought it was going to be a big old mess, and then all of a sudden they brought it around when the blonde chick started to really, like, and I liked that. I lost my train of thought.
No, it's totally fine.
The Staying Alive group.
I liked when the hosts were real, the judges were really, like, into it. I loved it, because, like, when they get the judges off their feet and they're actually, like, legit into it, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I liked watching the groups. Did they do... Was that new? I don't remember that from previous seasons.
I don't know. I've never seen it either, but maybe. But I see what you mean. Like, a lot of them, I'm like, wow, that's a mess. And then the judges are like, that was amazing.
I think it must... Do you think that it must sound differently in the studio?
Maybe.
Because there was at least four times during Sunday's episode where I was listening, I was going, that's so bad. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you're amazing.
Yeah,
I know.
This is like, we have to see more. And I was like, what are we listening? Like, am I watching the same? And even like, I was watching with two friends. I'm like, are we watching the same audition that they're watching?
I don't know. Maybe
there must be a lot of behind the scenes
stuff.
Because like,
sound.
Someone will suck. And then I'm like...
Maybe it has to do with looks. Didn't one guy say that? He was like, you don't listen with your ears. You like look, you like listen with your eyes.
That's true. That's why The Voice comes in. Not to compare this to The Voice, but to compare it to The Voice. That's why you can't see them and focus on their... Because it does change it. The look of someone changes... If come on,
how you
they,
judge
they
them?
Do.
I do.
No,
just
it's
because
true.
You like, can you brand this person? Like, if you can, how? What are we gonna do? How can we like market them to a certain audience? Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like that. All that stuff plays into you know doing it. But I've seen people come up here, and I'm just like, that sucks. And they're like, you are a star, darling. And I'm like, what, Katie? Get yourself together, girl.
Basically, we wouldn't be good judges.
But off of what we saw,
I don't think that's true.
I think we would be the best
no,
judges.
You're
you just
right.
have to go like this.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say yes.
That's what I'm saying. They never disagree with each other.
Yes.
I love confrontation. Right.
Me
love
too.
It. I love it. But out of what we saw, what do you guys think? Who do you guys think is going to be part of the top 24?
We jotted some down. I'm sorry. I'm cheating. Because we
no
jotted
problem.
Some down when we were doing research. I think... Go ahead.
No, like predict what's going to happen for next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like who's going to the top 24?
Who's going to top 24? Predictions.
Ooh.
Predictions. What are you guys thinking?
I'm excited for Alyssa, even though she's so young. Alyssa. And then guy, because I want to do a guy and a girl.
Yeah.
So, and a guy, I'm going to go with, you know, I like Noah Davis, the alpaca guy.
I like him too.
I do like him.
His voice is just so strong. What? Tell it to me. Those are mine.
That's it? You don't have any more?
I was going to just do a guy and a girl.
Oh, okay. I was about to go into like...
Go into it.
I, that was just what I was going to do.
Go into it.
I think Journey, she's completely like... Mm-hmm. I really want to say like top five. Because she's so marketable, like the look, the everything. Yeah. She's got the... She has everything. She has the talent, she has the voice, she has the look, she has the backstory.
Exactly.
Her voice is so effortless. I don't want to say her...
Yes, it is effortless. I don't want to say that the backstory is her claim to fame, but like... The fact that she has that will make her such a good advocate for people to grow with.
It's going to pull on, like, America's heartstrings.
Yes.
With, like, the military.
I agree.
And the whole everything.
Her with homecoming. I think.
What's going on in the
I
world.
I think America's going to.
Just fall in love with her.
Ada Vox.
Yeah.
She's going to go through.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And that's so exciting.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance, though, to scour, like. Social in the comments, like, I don't want to speak to it before I do that, but I'm curious to see what sort of like
what people are
saying about it.
I haven't really either. I liked Dennis Lorenzo,
he's great with the baby.
He's great. He's got married, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's just. I just like him.
I like him too.
Like,
agreed.
I don't really have a lot to say. I just like him.
Simple.
Yeah, simple. But and then Journey.
Alyssa?
Alyssa's going through. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
And Johnny. Like,
I'm looking at this to try to cheat here.
The thing is with people, like, with who we have right now, I think it's just interesting because, like, there's so many different ones, but they all kind of fall into different categories. Here's the Western people.
Yeah.
Here's the country people. Mm-hmm. Here's the pop people. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like all the, like, you can't compete with them to each other because it's different sounds. So it's like, here's a Katy Perry group, here's a Luke Bryan group, and here's a Lionel Richie group.
Well, I'm curious to know if they're keeping theme nights this... have they said anything? I haven't read, because in other words, like, that always was something that really, like, ruined people. Mm-hmm. Like, when they were sort of, like, really one genre and then had to, you know, perform on, like rock night, and they're sort of like an R&B singer, like... I liked it from a viewer standpoint, but it definitely was like a deal breaker for some of them. They would just screw it up.
But like, I think that's kind of disheartening because it's like some of them want to be country singers. Like, that's like asking, you know, me to be a country singer, and I'm like, I just spit bars. Like, I don't, I'm a rapper. Yeah. Like, I'm not a rapper. but like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, that's like reinventing the wheel for them. And it's like, you can't ask them to do that. So I kind of want them to almost put them into their desire groups and then have America judge based off of that.
We'll see how, because I do think it's diverse. So we'll have to see how that works. Because I know also for some people that just stand up with the guitar and the mic. Mm-hmm. And then for people that also need to perform and they want to see like them work the stage. So that'll be really interesting to see how they do that.
I think the people going furthest are the ones who can do all this, like Journey, who's able, or Trevor, who's able to do all the different ones and kill it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I think that are gonna, you know, spit fire.
Yeah.
But that's it for tonight's the show, and we're so excited for next weekend. We're finally out of auditions, which is amazing. So wrapping up, I'm your host Maddie Meekly, and you can find me on all my social media at Maddie_Meekly.
I am Joseph Kapsch. You can find me at Joseph Kapsch, KAPSCH.
Yeah. Again, I'm Sarah Sirio. Follow me at S Sirio.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.